Hooked.
What will you be watching?
I was scrambling to find a show the other night while Sylvie was out. Now, this is a tricky thing. Married people know this. Because if you start to binge watch something with by yourself and it's good, you either have to keep it to yourself, like it's like an affair, you know, like a deep, dark, ugly secret. Or you got to rewatch the show or shows that you already watched and bring your significant other back into the loop. And that's annoying. What we usually try to do is, well, next time I'm out in your home, you'll watch those and we'll catch up. But that never works. It takes too long to line it all up. So Sylvie was out last week. She was at the Tom Cochran show. She took my daughter. And I wanted to go, but it started at 8 o'clock. And he does two sets. One is acoustic. One is electric. And I knew it was not going to be over till 10:30. It's just too late for me. So I thought about it. No, I'm not going to go. I was at home. Now I was kind of, the minute they left, I regretted not going. I should have gone. Why didn't I go? Okay, maybe I'll find something to watch. So I was on, are you ready for this, PJ? I was surfing through BritBox, not looking for a police procedural because I didn't want to get into a binge-watching situation. I saw what I thought looked like a two-hour movie. I saw 2 hours, I'm like, oh, that's a movie. So I can watch it, good or bad. I could keep that to myself. It's like, you're in Vegas on business. You have a quick affair. No one's going to know. Not a long, drawn-out thing. I could do that. I can get away with a one-off. I really couldn't. Actually, that whole Vegas thing, I'd just be consumed with guilt. Or if it was really fun, my wife, she's such a good friend, I'd want to tell her, you wouldn't believe what happened in Vegas. And that wouldn't go well. So anyway, so I found what looked like a one-off. I thought it was a two-hour British military movie called Our Girl.
I'm going to have to neutralize the device.
No, you need equipment.
It's unstable, we can't risk waiting. Captain James, going to need you on the wire to Lagos. Direct line between me and you, I might have questions you'll have to relay.
Roger that.
What's your name?
Grace.
That's my mum's name. Listen, we're going to get you out of this. We're going to get you back to your family.
I didn't want to do this.
Will you please keep still?
Now, the woman who said, that's my mom's name, that's the main actor. That's Our Girl, who's joined the military. Her name is Michelle Keegan, the actor's name. That is not who's in the movie I watched. So here's where it gets a bit complicated. Turns out the movie was a two-hour pilot for a series. And it's the story of a young woman who, she's out of every YouTube drunken girl video. You know, she goes to the pub with her mates, she gets drunk. She hooks up in an alleyway with some guy she's never going to see again. And then she throws up on the sidewalk and she lives with like 5 kids in a little tenement housing unit somewhere. Her life is just miserable, miserable. And one day on a whim, she sees the British Army recruiting office and she signs up and she becomes a medic and she goes through basic training. And eventually off to Afghanistan. And it, of course, changes her life. Well, the movie, which looked great and was unbelievably well acted, the first main actor's name is Lacey Turner. She played a character named Molly Dawes. And it got a bit soap opera-y in the movie because there's a developing love affair between her and her captain, which is a no-no in the British Army or any other army, as you can imagine. But anyway, there's lots of action sequences. Lots of things blow up. She's brave. She's willing to, you know, go out there and rescue the guy who's just been had his leg blown off in an IED and all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of what you would think in a very good war movie. Well, it did get picked up as a series, and that actor, Lacey Turner, played Molly for 1 season. But when it got renewed for a 2nd season, she went on to something else, and Michelle Keegan signed up. That's the voice you just heard, I think, from 2 or 3. There are 4 seasons in total on BritBox. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The switch from the pilot to the TV series, to me, looks a bit different. To my eye, I think they went from maybe film to video, which changes it a little bit. It gives it that kind of cheaper look. I also think they didn't spend as much money on it, so some of the special effects weren't quite as good. The cast was smaller. Like, the captain is leading a troop of like six guys. You're thinking, well, talk about management heavy. You got a captain, you got a sergeant, you got a corporal, you got three grunts doing all the work. Then they bring in some special forces guys who are big and buff, and Michelle Keegan, the actress, is of course very pretty to look at, and the storylines become a little more romance, and it becomes a little more like a weekly episodic show. It's still not bad, and I haven't finished all of it. I think I'm in season three. There are four in total, but it was pretty decent. The pilot is excellent. Season one is very good. Season two is not good. Season three is pretty good. So I'm not giving it a 100% guarantee. I would certainly, you could watch the pilot as a movie and be done with it, and you'll be fine. You want to watch more? It's worth the journey, but it doesn't live up to the pilot. So just be warned. Okay. So it's called Our Girl on BritBox. And PJ, not a single police procedural moment in it. So you'll be happy to hear that. No more making fun.
BritBox should pay you for the amount of advertisement that you give them.
But should at least get the app free, don't you
yeah.
think?
Like get a bill promo code, like sign up for BritBox and use Morning Rush and save 10%. You get a little cut back like they do in podcasts.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah. How come these podcasters who have like 12 people watching, they manage to cut these deals? We never do. We do get the Bell app, though. We get a discount on that as employees. Crave, right?
Yes.
And sometimes you can get them. A lot of shows I watch, you can actually get through Crave if you bother to look. I don't always remember to do that, but Our Girl, it might be available in other places as well, but I found it on BritBox, which I connect to through Apple TV, Apple Plus. It connects Amazon and BritBox and all my other apps, except Netflix. So I can keep track of everything I'm watching except Netflix. What'd you watch, Katie? Anything at all?
Well, something on Netflix, so it won't be connected through your Apple TV, so sorry. But yeah, I actually watched with my partner. Like you said, it's a difficult thing to do because you kind of have to watch with them while you're there. And if they're not there, you kind of have to catch up. But it is a bit tricky. But we were watching God's Favorite Idiot.
I saw something crazy last night, and I do want to just be completely open and honest. Yes, I did cocaine twice last week, but I did zero cocaine preceding the event that I'm about to describe.
What the?
Clark was glowing. I also accidentally roofied myself last night, too, but I don't know if that's really relevant.
Jay was Clark. You were getting tons more views by the second. You're blowing up.
So yeah, so this is a mid-level tech support employee named Clark Thompson. He falls in love with this coworker, and then all of a sudden one day he becomes the message of God. God decides that he is now going to bring the message to the people that God exists and God is here. It stars Belle Falcone and Melissa McCarthy, which I don't know, I found this out very recently. They're actually married in real life, so they play the couple in this. It's very cute. 8 episodes. I got through it very quickly and could totally recommend to everybody.
I've definitely worked in a cubicle next to someone who thought they were bringing God's message to us all, but not who was actually bringing God's message. So Melissa McCarthy, it's obviously a comedy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's a great little sitcom. Not sitcom, but it is on the comedy. I thought it was more of a movie filmed. It definitely could have been compacted into a movie, but they're short episodes, so you get through it very quick. But yeah, there's one season out now as of 8 episodes, and from what I know, it's renewed for a second season, so I'm very excited for that.
All right, there you go. Some best binge watch ideas. Morning Rush. I'm Bill Carroll.